Hello?
To the collect call from
Life of a Lifer.
To accept this call, press 5 now.
Hello and welcome to Life of a Lifer. This is Cecilia Conley, and today I have David Bummer on the call with us. David Bummer, by the way, is one of the first contributors to the magazine, so I'm really honored to have you today. So, David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
So, David, can you please tell us more about you?
Yes. Next month, I'll be 48 years old. Originally, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, but for most of my life, I've lived in Roanoke, Virginia. I'm the father of two children. My oldest son, Damon, will be 16 this year in September, and my youngest son will be 15 on Christmas Day. Right now, I'm serving a 41-year and 60-day sentence for a variety of crimes, including aggravated malicious wounding, second-degree murder. Both those charges stem from the same victim. And I also got 3 counts of assault and battery and hit-and-run and reckless driving. All those offenses, they stem from instances of alleged on June 5th, 2010.
Okay. David, can you please tell us how old were you and how was it was your first time being in prison?
I started off in prison at an early age. I believe I was 19. In 1993, I had a B&E and a grand larceny, and I violated probation, and ultimately I did 20 months.
So you were 21 when this happened?
Yes.
Okay. So you have been...
I'm sorry?
So you have been in there almost 20 years now, right?
No. I was released in 95 on those charges. These charges I'm in here now was arrested in 2010.
Okay. Sounds good. So, okay, great. So, David, can you please tell us what you have been doing with your time? I know that you love to write. I know that you opened a new website where you are showcasing your artwork. Could you please share a little bit about that?
Sure. As you mentioned, I love to write. One of the projects I'm actually currently on is putting a book out that my co-author, who lives in Europe, we're going to put together a book at some point, hopefully this year. We've been clever. Same person, Kimmy, she manages my website. I have a few of my writings. Most of the stuff on my website is legal work. We'll be adding some of my writings at some point. Of course, you know I posted on Design Conviction with a short essay in the prisoner's eyes. Besides that, I'm an avid drawer. Once again, you can find all that on davidmbomber.wordpress.com. And on top of all that, I also, between my job here, I work for Virginia Correctional Enterprises. Right now, I'm a machine operator operating a vertical bore machine, which is basically a CNC router. It's kind of an expensive piece of equipment, roughly about $100,000 and some. It's all computer-based and it's high-tech and whatnot. And then besides that, I also go to college full-time. I'm attending classes at Southside Virginia Community College. This semester I'm taking college composition, several math classes, and I just finished abnormal psychology. Last semester I took health, business supervision, art history and appreciation, intro to psychology, and a couple other math classes.
Okay, so would you say that you feel that you have access to the right programs to get ready for release?
Yes, I feel like I'm ready to re-enter society. I've been doing everything I can to rehabilitate myself. They don't give us a lot of tools at our disposal, so I try to grab what I can. The job I work is really therapeutic, and it's given me a lot of skills and stuff. So.
Okay. So, you know, the audio is not really good. There's a lot of background noise, so I just want to confirm something with you. So you have been incarcerated for 10 years already, and your
That's
sentence
correct.
Is for another 30 years, right? In total, 40. Is that accurate?
Well, with my good time. Yeah, with my good time, I get out in October of 2045. But
okay.
As you know, I'm working on a clemency. Right now, I'm trying to get the governor to intercede and pardon a portion of my sentence. I fought my case all the way to the United States Supreme Court twice, some of it on my own, and I'm still fighting. One of the things me and my friend over in Europe is doing is we're trying to get one of the statutes changed. I basically have a double jeopardy conviction. I was given two distinctly different sentences for the same exact crime. I defended myself in my home, and I stabbed a guy, and ultimately he died 6 months later, and I received two charges for a single stabbing. So I've been contesting that for, you know, the entire 10 years I've been locked up. So.
No, I understand, and sadly, David, you are not the only one that has been affected by something that's unfair. This is quite common, and I'm what can I say is, We get to talk, receive letters from all across the country, and sadly, you are not the exception. There's a lot of folks just like you. And sadly, sometimes the only way for you to get out of the injustice in some way, because like I said, injustice is not fair that you are being sentenced twice for one thing. Injustice sometimes can only be relieved by clemency. So we speak about your clemency. What are the points that you're bringing to the governor to say, hey, I deserve to be out as soon as possible? Can you please share with the audience?
Sure. As we talked about, the biggest thing I'm really focused on is the double jeopardy challenge. As you know, in this country, we have a constitution, and the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution is not receiving. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Phone just cut out real bad. I'm sorry. We have a double jeopardy constitutional guarantee, which is your Fifth Amendment right to multiple prosecutions for the same offense or multiple convictions. With that being said, that was the main focus. And the other thing I'm keyed in on is they have what they call truth and sentencing laws. And, they have sentencing guidelines, and in my guidelines, they call from 9 years to 20 years. I received 41. I mean, so they didn't even go by the guidelines. So that's two things I mentioned. And then if you look at my time, and if you look at my institutional history, history here is I'm what they would consider a model inmate. I don't have no infractions. I abide by what I'm supposed to do. So. All that is what I'm presenting to the governor in hopes that he'll grant me some kind of leniency. I'm not asking for a complete pardon. I'm asking for the aggravated Mrs. Wounded to be pardoned because I just don't feel like it's justifiable. I stand on the same premise. The jury found me guilty. I don't exactly accept the fact that they found me guilty of second-degree murder. My intention was never to harm the guy, much more take his life, but ultimately that's what happened. I would have been happy with a manslaughter conviction. I wouldn't live with that, but... So...
Yeah. Yes, as I say, sadly, David, there's many folks just like you that are being affected by unfair trials, unfair judge, unfair prosecutors. It is really, really sad, and is something that we as society, that we are here, we should definitely be fighting, because I don't think it's fair. People sometimes don't sit and think about it. I used to be like that before getting involved with all the things that I'm doing with my husband, who is serving life in prison. I never stopped myself to really think through and say, okay, this person is guilty. But what happens after that is that time, is the conviction, is the sentence actually fair? So I feel for you. I feel for you, and thank you for sharing this part of your story. And I applaud you. You have been a role model that's very important, because as you mentioned, sometimes there are not available programs for you guys. But having guys like you that are trying to do the right thing and inspiring others can start making the difference. So I applaud you for that, David.
Thank you for that.
Yes. So, yes. And here, like a lifer, we also like to talk about all the good things that you're doing. So could you talk about your buddies, all the good people that you are with, and all the good things that you do to be a role model, and how you feel us as a society can help you guys to still do, to be able to do good things with your time?
Well, first, I try to surround myself with positive people in here. But, you know, everybody has days where they're down and stuff, or they need, you know, somebody to be there. So I try to be supportive of the guys in here, because a lot of these guys, we live together. We spend time together. We get to know each other. And in so many ways, we're sort of like family. Sure, we have our differences. But I try to give guys some of my experiences in life, and try to show them how they can overcome that stuff. So I try to be a role model, and I try to show them how to persevere and get through tough times in here. As far as society, I'm always reaching out. I'm always looking for people on the outside that are positive, that we can embrace and cling to, and you know, paint a different picture of what inmates really are. We're not these horrible people. Most of us just... made bad decisions along the way, and some made more than others. So, but that doesn't make everybody in here a bad person. Grant, you got us. So that's what I strive for. I strive to be as positive as I can all the time.
Yeah. Look at that. So, David, if you wanted to share anything else, how people can get a hold of you, how people can support you, can you please, you have the space right now if you want to do that?
Sure. I have a change.org address. It's http://chhng.it/WPD(T)VQ(Z). It is a case sensitive link. If you have trouble with that, there should be a link posted on my website, davidmbomber.wordpress.com. Please be sure to include the M inside there. Go to my other site that has a lot of legal pages. And I also have a Facebook page. The link for that's long, but I should be fairly easy to find. And, of course, people can reach out to me directly through JPay by using my state number, 1130793. And if that doesn't work, I have an email address, davidbomber73@yahoo.com.
Okay. So JPay, Virginia, right? So the number plus the state of Virginia, and this is done from JPay. Yeah, it's very important. So, David, thank you so much again. I really enjoy all your submissions. I'm happy that we were to talk today, and I wish you the best. When do you expect to hear back from the governor about your clemency case?
They're taking it. They have it advertised on the internet 1 year. Some of the guys have been waiting 3 or 4 years. I actually know two guys from this compound. Well, one of them I didn't know that well. Another one I knew real well, but both of them went home. One went home on this administration, one went home on the last administration. So it's a matter of guesswork, to be honest with you. I don't.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best, and please, everybody, I'm going to put the links of everything you say in the episode description, and please go and support David. Thank you so much for your time, David.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.